for.
Ain't it good to...
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. Welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and FloridaSportsStream.com, TanTalk, AM1340.com on this June 10th. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, as I tee it up with John Rieger, PGA of America Golf Pro, and the mayor of Crescent Beach, Florida. John will be on here in just a few moments. We're in the first tee box down here at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, and I'm looking at the drop where today at 4:10, it'll be this Red Hot Rays, of course, took care of the Rangers last night, and they'll do battle at 4:10. Looks like 25,000 strong will be at the drop, and that's just superb to see this time of year. And then, of course, the party gang's here today. We've got Patty Suzette, the cart girl.
Hi.
Hello, young lady.
How you doing? How have you been?
I've been superb for an old man. speaking of gentlemen, right next to you, you got Tom Gribben. We don't say our ages. We've got a lot of wisdom.
Absolutely.
And of course,
some of us have more wisdom than others.
He's the most interesting man in St. Pete. He's an author, an attorney, promoter, you name it. He has done it. And great to have him on. And Kerry McNally, who was on last week, carried the show. You were in Colorado enjoying a little Rocky Mountain High.
Oh, yeah.
You can walk the streets of downtown and get high.
Yeah, you can on every corner.
Yeah, and my I've got two sons out there, and you have one. And I lived there. I remember the first time I went to visit 2019. I said, you know, I'm walking around a little paranoid. I live down on the beach, you know, and it's prevalent. I said, Benny, man, a lot of people smoke pot around here. You can smell it. He goes, Pops, it's legal here. I said, God, I completely forgot. But you're down at the 16th Street Mall, and there's somebody firing one up. It takes a little adjusting. It's kind of like talking to John Rieger when he's firing up a stogie and he's got an ice-picked vodka Bloody Mary in his right hand today, I'm sure, looking out at the Atlantic Ocean. What's going on, brother?
Well, hi, everybody. It's good to be on the air with Tom and Patty and you today. Sounds like we've already got the show off the tracks in the first 30 seconds.
You know, it doesn't take long. They just, Big Ed turns the mic on and I take it off the tracks. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Mike is easily distracted.
That's that ADD, age deficit disorder and attention disorder. So how are you, my man?
Boy, everything's doing good. You know, what a busy week in the world of golf with the shocker of Live Golf and the PGA Tour getting together.
Oh,
we can talk about that a little bit later. Hey, plus, we're going to talk a little bit about our Monday Night Golf League. We've just released the flyer. We just released the website. You can sign up online for our Monday Night Golf League down at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And all the other things are going on in the world of golf.
Well, today we're actually at the lower nine. We're sitting at the lower nine with a full swing simulator with that creative mustard painting. What would you call that? Just a freelance?
It's a new hazard.
Yeah.
It looks like a Jackson Pollock, honestly.
Well, if it does it look like an actual piece of art? Because what it is an obnoxious 14-year-old. About 7 days ago, we had only had the full swing simulators down here at Ferg's up and running for about 5 days. And he took a Frenchies. I'm looking at one of the models. He took a Frenchies, teed a ball up, and it exploded all over the screen.
Oh. I mean, John, this is 10 feet high and 5 feet wide, this mustard mark. Jeez.
Yeah, that's a solid swing there.
I think I said, I think we may have the condiment open. You know, you can use a ketchup bottle, mayo, and have a little fun with that. But anyway, John.
Well, hopefully something like that will never happen again. If you ever watch that movie, The World According to Garp, with Robin Williams, and he's getting ready to buy a house, and a plane crashes into it, and he goes, it's perfect, I'll take it. Nothing bad will ever happen to it again. So hopefully that'll be the case of our golf simulator. Nobody will decide to run down the condiment line and start going for ketchup and relish and mayonnaise.
No, they will not. I assure you that. Of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. They are going to be the sponsor of our Thursday night broadcast when we have 2 hours of entertainment. Patty will be here. Tom will be here. And Carrie will be here. We're going to have a contest. I've already got the longest drive contest that first date that we're on the air, and that will be the 6th of July. Yes, the 6th of July will be our first two-hour broadcast. And we've got Oresti Estrada against Toby Hall, and it'll be a long drive contest. Of course, Oresti will be on in our second hour today on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. But that's a good way to start out, John, having a couple of baseball players going at it on our simulator.
Well, that's just fantastic. You know, and for our listeners out there, we not only do golf on those simulators, you can do sports like baseball and football and hockey and other sports, too. So, you can check out it all when you come to Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse. And, yes, you do have the lower nine and the upper nine, I guess, is the best way, or lower course, upper course. That's the best way to describe it, especially when we get into our golf leagues. You know, we're going to bracket the golf league into upper and lower. So looking forward to all that.
Well, it's going to play a little long on the lower nine today because of the heat. Their air conditioning's on. We've got a big power fan, but the custom windows have not arrived yet. So we're going to have to tolerate the heat like we're playing in Arizona, Tom.
Oh, I just got a message from Kerry McNally saying it's too hot to come down.
Oh, too hot. We've got an airplane fan for a fan, and I get an air conditioning.
You know what the problem is with Kerry? Problem is with Kerry, he's a TV guy, so, you know, he's used not to be working in the heat because all that makeup will start running off. So, hey, in radio, we're a little bit more organic about things.
Yeah,
exactly. So, Patty, what have you been up to lately, young lady?
I actually just got back from Panama City Beach. I did
the Redneck Riviera.
Oh, yeah, it was. And it's just starting to enter into like tourist season. So it was insane up there. But I was doing a 3-week long marathon of like muraling for two different themed Airbnbs. So it's been very.
Roundtable conversation, John, to talk a little bit about this LIV, you know, from a lawyer's perspective.
I'm not sure what all the details are yet. And there's a lot of conflicting information coming out. Greg Norman is saying one thing and the PGA is saying another thing. I can't wait to see how all this sorts out. They're also talking about compensating the golfers that did not go with LIV. I'm not quite sure how this is all going to work out. Until I see the details, I don't really want to give any kind of an opinion.
Well, John, your perspective.
Well, yeah, I think Tom's opinion is correct.
We lost John, and we lost our connection somehow. I tell you what, we're gonna take a quick break, and then we will we'll come back and talk about LIV a little bit. I'll share some humorous commentary that came out of some New Yorkers, the New York Post. We'll be back on the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg, Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. Join us for post-game fireworks after the match and get your tickets now by visiting us at rowdiesoccer.com. Come on, you Rowdies!
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Seems my flame and your heart's done gone out.
Sure of one you find, she's gone and made a change.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Ed, welcome back on the T, Florida. On the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this June 10th, I'm Mike Rickard, across from Patty Suzette. She's our cart girl. She's a very talented young lady that was kind enough to get into our world. And, of course, Tom Gribben, the talent extractor out of the marketplace. By Kerry McNally, and we're going to get a handicapper as well.
Oh, yes. We're going to have a gambling handicapper.
All right.
Come aboard.
Well, being involved in LIV is a gamble, John Rager. And, some of the things that I've read in the New York Post have been pretty scathing towards this decision.
Hey, news bulletin. It just came out on ESPN that the golfers who stayed with the PGA are going to get an equity share in the new business. And the people who left will not get an equity share, the LIV golfers.
Really?
Yeah, I just came 30 seconds ago over the line here. The golfers who remained loyal to the PGA Tour, but not those who left for LIV Golf League, will receive equity shares in the new for-profit enterprise being formed by the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund.
Your position on this whole thing, John?
Well, I guess I heard Rory earlier this week talk about the meritocracy of the PGA Tour. Where for years, the whole basis of the PGA Tour, even when it was founded in 1938, all the way up to today, had to do with meritocracy. You go out, you play the best, you miss the cut, you get nothing, you win, you get all the spoils, you pay all your expenses. And throughout the last 20 years or so, there's been a lot of under-the-table appearance fees for golf tournaments. Well, the LIV Golf kind of busted that out in the open. But it's the most bizarre thing to me because it's the end of the meritocracy of the PGA Tour, because now you're rewarding players just for being out there, and no matter how they play, you're going to give them an equity share. This thing does not make any sense, you know, Tom, especially from a legal standpoint, because you've got the PIF getting involved with the PGA Tour financially. They're forming this new entity. Now they're going to give equity shares out to PGA Tour players. They're going to punish the very players that the PIF lured away from the PGA Tour. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
John, I agree. As I was saying before we went to break there, I haven't seen all the details on this yet. I don't really want to weigh in. It seems funkier and funkier by the day. Each side is contemplating something different from this deal. Until I see it down on the Greg Norman saying one thing, the commissioner saying another thing, and now these new headlines are coming out. I really don't even know what the deal is yet, to comment.
Well, as I sent to you,
we know,
John,
Well, you know, every week, you know, you can read the John Rager report. We put it on all our on the T social media there, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and try to give you something that you can read and look at. I would suggest our listeners out there, and I'm going to post this out there in another couple of days or so. It's an article by Michael Rosenberg from Sports Illustrated. He actually interviewed Jimmy Dunn. He's one of the tour policy board members that negotiated this deal directly with Yasser from the PIF. And, you know, he listed some things in there and about what the deal's all about. And after I read the article, I'm still confused about what the deal is out. I think they came out with it's too early. And there's, you know, the Twitterverse out there has tons of rumors out there about what really happened. We can only speculate what happened, but I think that they didn't really have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, but they agreed in principle to get together, but it was going to leak out pretty quick. Or the other thing I can think of that made this do, I think they were going to have a big jump by another bunch of tour stars. It was rumored that John Rahm might want to go ahead and jump on over because he wasn't, if you listen to his press conferences, he was always not anti-LIV Golf. He was favorable to LIV Golf, and he has a lot of buddies out there playing that. And that could have been a huge blow to the PGA Tour. You would have had another three or four top stars go over. And maybe the PGA Tour realized all this extra money that they had to put into the tour. You know, they don't have any more money to put in. You know, LIV Golf has all the money. So it just doesn't make any sense to me that, okay, who does really control this? Jimmy Dunn, in his article with Michael Rosenberg on SI.com, said that, well, the PGA Tour controls everything. Monahan's in charge. He can disband LIV Golf if he wants. You know, it just goes on and on and on. I'm like, okay, and the PIF, Yasser, he's the chairman of the board, but the PGA Tour has more members on the board, and they determine the PGA Tour policy board could nix this, you know, could nix this deal, really? And then you also have now everybody wants to kick around in government, you know, and talk about antitrust and look into the PGA Tour. And it's just a big mess. It's very confusing, and I'm not sure what's going to come out of that. I agree with you, Tom. I don't know if there's any sane, rational opinion on it other than just look at the facts. And, there again, it's shocking that that just came out on ESPN, that players would get an equity share to, I guess, reward them for their loyalty to the PGA Tour while you're screwing the LIV golfers at this point. And the LIV golfers are the ones that where all the money's coming from for the new venture, so they could get an equity share. Makes no sense to me.
It's just totally confusing. And the big loser in all this is Charles Barkley. Because seriously, you know, they're going to compensate, figure out how to compensate everything. But when they tried to get Charles at the same time, they tried to get Tiger, and Tiger's fine. But Charles was sympathetic to the fact that this kind of wealth that was offered when it first happened. Charles was sympathetic to the people who jumped. He was going, they're giving you.
Well, he was thinking about jumping.
Right, because it's generational wealth. He said, someone offered me, you know, $100 million. Now they offered him like $200 million, and he didn't go. And he'll be the one guy not compensated.
He's doing just fine for a guy that has a horrible swing. Yeah, some of the, as I mentioned earlier, some of the commentary was PGA Tour threw away its honor for Sawbucks. Commish can't stay. This post is just tearing them up. PGA Tour board member vows to kill Saudis if linked to 9/11. I mean, I'll tell you what. Well, in New York City, of course, it's a very sensitive topic from a 9/11 perspective. And certainly I see where that emotion comes. But
that's a very good point, Mike. I mean, you just made a really good point when one of the headlines is, yeah, Jimmy Dunn said he'd go out and personally kill all the Saudi hijackers from 911. What a crackpot statement that is to make. Yeah, you know, all of a sudden this guy, you know, looked like, okay, he's one negotiating a deal and he says that. You know, it just again makes no sense on this at all when it comes
didn't say
to that.
He'd kill the hijackers. He said he'd kill the Saudis.
Yeah, he said, don't worry, I'd kill every one of them. Right.
Hey,
there.
You know, there's one other comment that headline you made there, Mike, about Tiger Woods. And you know, hey, Tiger Woods is pretty quiet on this. On Thursday, he launched his the TGL, that Monday Night High Tech thing that's going to be played out of Palm Beach, and it kind of ruined the his fanfare because the Serena Williams and her sister bought a team. I guess
you know when
a team for the Tiger Golf League.
Yeah, and you know, the timing of that I wondered about. But you know who I felt really bad about? It was the Canadian Open and the U.S. Open next week. I mean, the timing was not good.
Yeah, it's a shame that that overshadows the Canadian Open. And if you take a look, last year is when the LIV golfers left and they got banned from the tour. That was the news during the Canadian Open. Now it's this year's Canadian Open is overshadowed by it. Hey, there's a leader of it, Carl Juan, and I don't know if anybody even heard of this guy, but when you Google this guy, he's got the craziest golf finish you've ever seen. Every time he hits a golf shot, he looks like he's about ready to trip and fall down. It's unbelievable. If you just Google Carl, his last name's Y-U-A-N, and he's leading at 9 under par. You know, he actually had a stellar year on the Korn Ferry Tour last year, so he's a legit golfer, but he appears in so many humorous TikTok videos. Swinging a golf club, and you just get it looks like he's literally getting ready to fall down and spin out every time he swings a golf club.
Well, I've seen quite a few of those since we put the full swing golf simulator in. We haven't been charging lately. I tell you what, Patty, you would have a ball. We got to get you up there to try it.
Absolutely.
I have seen, you know, my office is right there.
How bad I am.
I have a screen on my desk where I can see people taking these shots, and it's pathetic. And
you need to take some videos.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Well, we should take some videos of this.
I can archive it all. I'll have to have them sign a disclaimer. Hey, Jake, come on, sit down with the gang. Jake Pickett's in the house, this young man. We'll be talking to him here briefly. And add a little youth to this duo, and then, you know, the old guys, we'll carry you. And anyway, I've seen some swings that were horrific, John. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, you want to talk about our Monday night golf leg?
Yeah, let's talk about that. But let me finish that the ice pick leaderboards on the seniors tour. This is great to see. He's been on the booth a long time. Justin Leonard is leading at 10 under in Wisconsin at the American Family Championship, and the host, the favorite, three back, Steve Stricker. But Justin Leonard, you know, you always wonder if they're going to make that conversion back to being competitive, and he's proven it right now, and that's great to see. But let's dive into the important thing, as we are from the 19th hole clubhouse studios, brought to you by Ice Pick, and that is our Monday Night League that John Rager is putting together.
Hi, atop Ferg's.
Hey, let's talk about that. In fact, I was thinking before we jump into the league, we're going to have to teach Patty how to play golf. We're going to call it the Patty Zuzette Project, and each one of us are going to try to help her be a better golfer. And enjoy it, just about everybody.
I'm all about it. I mean, honestly, you should definitely film it, though, because it's going to be a very, very long learning.
You're the best cart girl in the entire state of Florida. However, I think we should Patty the putter. We're going to make her the putter that everybody wants. When they get on, you know, in regulation, Patty goes first. She can knock this down for us. Right.
Hey, I think Patty's swing so far from the secret videos that you filmed of her swinging on the golf simulator, her swing is definitely a work of art.
Well, yeah. Okay,
that was a bold-faced lie, but I love you for it.
So let's talk about Monday
night. We're missing Carrie, our comedian, this week, so the jokes are pretty bad. But let's talk about the Monday Night Full Swing Golf Simulator League. Full Swing is our golf simulator that is endorsed by Tiger Woods. We've got two simulators in the first 19th hole clubhouse, an upper and lower one. So we're going to start on July 10th. July 10th, we're going to do a six-week league. We're going to have six-person teams. Each week you have 3 2-on-2 matches. We're going to do it Monday nights from 7 to 9, starting on July 10th, and it runs through August 14th. So it's a six-week league, and it's just $99 per player. Includes all your league fees, your playing fees, and prizes. Plus, you're going to enjoy some Ferg's food and beverage specials. So here's how you sign up. No paperwork. All you got to do is you go to onthetfloridagolf.com. That's our website, onthetfloridagolf.com. You can go there right now. You can put in your information. You can click the button. You can pay, and you're in. We're only going to allow 24 players into this league at the first one. It's summertime. It's our first one that we're launching there, so it's going to be a small, exclusive group of people. So $99. On the tfloridagolf.com, you go there for a Monday night full swing golf simulator league. So it's two people playing another two people, three squads on each team of six. So 6 weeks there, going to have a good time. We're looking forward to it. Go visit our website, on the tfloridagolf.com, and you'll learn all about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the enthusiasm for people coming down here when they see these, especially this mustard mural, they're very intrigued by that. And I'll have that screen repaired on Monday, by the way. The technician's coming up, the screen's in-house, and we'll be ready to rock and roll with the upper and the lower. I say nine, but obviously it's 18. And what'd you say? It takes about an hour. If they're playing properly, I believe it's about an hour for 18. I'm looking forward to seeing the movement of the league as far as the time perspective. And I know you got control of that, John.
Well, yeah. And the matches will last. What you'll do is, each match will last about an hour. That's how long it takes. There are going to be about six whole matches based on having, four people trying to play each other, in an hour's time. So we're looking forward to that. We think it's going to be a wonderful time for everybody. Get that off their work. It's hot as Hades out there in the summertime in St. Petersburg. So as you can testify right now, sitting on the lower deck there. But I can also tell our listeners out there, if you're going to Ferg's or if you go visit that website and you're interested in league, go ahead and also sign up for our free e-membership. We have a free e-membership out there. And you can become a free virtual member of Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse on the Tee, Florida. And you're going to get in the drawing. You're going to win Ray's tickets and Rowdy's tickets and Rowdy's all kinds of nice prizes.
Ray's, Rowdy's, and
say again how to get the free memberships. Everybody will know.
Good job.
Well, you just go to onthetfloridagolf.com. You just sign up right there. So while you're signing up for the league, sign up for that. And it's free to all of our everybody out there. We've probably got a couple hundred members already, and it's going to be a group of people that we're going to communicate with regularly with a nice newsletter with free tips and a Patty Suzette special golf cocktail recipe and maybe a joke from Carrie and some wit and wisdom from Tom.
Remember, Ice Pick Vodka has got to be at the forefront of your creations, Miss.
Hold on. Excuse me. Bye-bye, Birdie. Ice Pick Vodka, St. Germain Elderflower Liqueur, Simple Syrup, Fresh Mint. Of course it's front.
Wow. Bye-bye, Birdie. I like that.
Thank you.
How do you like On the Tee? T-E-A? Kind of like a John Daly, but then ginger ale. And I've been testing it down on the beach.
Have you been?
Too much. And it's got a nice flavor to it. So you got lemonade, unsweetened iced tea, ice pick, of course, a double normally, and then, of course, a little ginger ale. You like that, Tom?
I'll try it.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
If Patty's making it, I'll drink it.
We'll give that one a shot. I don't entirely trust Mike on this one yet, but we'll give it a shot.
Hey, I tried it on my 84-year-old mom, and she's been throwing beverages down since I was born 66 years ago. She's an expert.
She's been missing ever since.
That's hilarious. Anyway, so we're looking for a couple more recipes, but bravo.
I've got a few, so I'm excited.
Bravo. I'm looking forward to that, too, and we're going to create the menu of the new craft cocktails. Fred Forsley, our good friend at Ice Pick, he'll be ecstatic about that. Why don't we take another break when we come back? Got a young man. It's pretty intriguing. Jake Pickett's here. Golf to you. Am I correct? Okay, golf to you. We'll talk about that. We always like to, and I know that Tom likes to do this, we always like to promote enterprise in our young men and leaders in the area. We'll be back on the Tee, Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg, Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. Join us for post-game fireworks after the match and get your tickets now by visiting us at rowdiesoccer.com. Come on, you Rowdies!
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
You buy Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and of course, our good friends at Sea Dogs Brewery with breakfast, world-class breakfast, each and every day, Monday through Friday, and weekends they have their brunch over at Sea Dogs on Treasure Island. And of course, our good friends at Body Armor and Coca-Cola Beverages, they're going to get on board. We were talking, John, about our leagues and swag. We'll be giving away Rowdy's tickets, Ray's tickets. We also will be giving away things from Monster, Coca-Cola, Budweiser. We're actually in the Yuengling Center. I know there's one already over at University of Central Florida, but the Yuengling Center is the basically the lower nine these days. You got Yuengling everywhere. Michelob Ultra upstairs, and we'll be providing swag for both of them. John Rager?
Well, that's fantastic. Looking forward to that, that's for sure. Hey, you know what we have coming up also is the U.S. Open next week. It's finally coming to fruition here. You know, the LIV Golf and the PGA Tour thing completely overshadowed all the drama and excitement that was held on Monday, which was golf's longest day. So for listeners out there, if you ever look at the John Rager report, you'll see that we had a nice little update about golf's longest day last week, and this is where you had 645 touring pros and professional golfers buy for about 45 spots in the U.S. Open, and they call it golf's longest day because you start at 8 o'clock in the morning or even when the sun comes up, and you go all the way till dark because you're going to play 36 holes, and there were a lot of playoffs and things like that, and there was a lot of great stories. You know, one of them was Michael Block, who the club pro did so well in the PGA Championship. He missed the cut the following week at the golf tournament down in Dallas. But then what happened was he only missed it by about two shots. He shot 500 par for 36 holes out in California. That would have been a great story. But, you know, there's a lot of great stories out there. But the U.S. Open has a website out there, just like we talk about for the major championships, whether it's the Masters, PGA, U.S. Open, Open Championship, which we call, us Yanks call the British Open. You can go to their websites and you can download apps and follow along with the tournament. So if you go to usopen.com, you'll see some of the news stories from golf's longest day.
Well, we like to support youngsters that are entrepreneurs. I know it's something that Tom Gribben has done for decades, and so have I supported with some young guys. But we've got a special guest and an aspiring new entrepreneur with a venture, Jake Pickett.
Oh, with a great venture.
Jake Pickett joins us. Golf to you.
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
Welcome to On the Tee, my man.
Thanks for having me.
Way to hear this, John.
So why don't you lay out for our audience? We're on eight stations in the West Coast and then up north. So spread the word about this great concept that you put together that I think will fit in well with On the Tee Florida. We'll promote you. We've got the queen here, Patty Suzette, who knows everybody in the area as far as throwing parties.
Credit.
So why don't you lay out your plan here?
Yeah. So me and my friend growing up, you know, entrepreneurs trying to find a hustle that, you know, we can get out of the corporate lifestyle and just work for ourselves. So I got the bug, just like a lot of people did during COVID, for the golf bug, at least, and trying to like revolve my life around golf, you know. So we were trying to come up with concepts. I ended up talking to some guy and came up with this idea. of a traveling golf simulator event. So what we do is we can go to, you know, any type of event and set up a golf simulator with a tent for you got for any type of party or event
or convention
or anything to hit golf balls at a simulator. So we'll come to your house, you come to your Airbnb, we can come to a convention, we can come to a party, you can come to a golf course, whatever, set it up, let you guys leave you guys to your devices and just play. Yeah.
Will you come down to my beach bungalow on 4th of July?
Yeah, absolutely. He's portable. He can go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
We haven't seen my beach bungalow. You might be right on the sand next to Caddy's.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's
We'll go
happening.
Right into your living room.
Which is the bedroom and the office. Yeah. But anyway.
Caddy will drive the cart from your house to
Caddy's
and bring
the cocktails. Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
I could offer a discount for that, I think. Yeah, right. But yeah, I'm super excited about it. And every person we seem to be telling about it, you know, taking my business cards, you know, looking forward to booking events and stuff like that. So, you know, we're ready to go. So I can give the website when appropriate, but
right now.
Yeah, yeah. So our website is golf-2-u.com. You can also reach out to us on our email at golf2u@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you within an hour with the quote and our availability, but we're ready to go.
Hey John, this is really something, because I've been involved in a lot of conventions, and they're always looking for some certain things to include, and they're like, right, they're 3-day conventions. This is an incredible idea, whether you bring these simulators to the event.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been to weddings where the day before everybody goes out and plays 18.
Right.
I mean,
right.
This kind of thing here is really great, and it's really cost effective when you get the cost. It's
you got Tom Gribben excited now. You know, I was excited.
Right.
And Fred Forsley, you know, he loves to nurture small businesses,
right,
and see people successful. So when he called, I thought he's just doing you a favor, and I'm doing him a favor. I'll listen to the young kid.
Yeah.
This is a freaking home run. This is a hole in one, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited about it, and I'm ready to hustle and, you know, make it work. So, you know, if you guys give us a call.
All right, now you said hustle twice. Now I gotta take a good look into this.
You gotta hustle.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. You're gonna work hard.
I'm gonna need 3 strokes of side.
Yeah.
Well,
I've just gone to the website there and took a look, and looks like he's gonna be printing money, because I can tell you what a great idea this is, and what a fun thing to do. I tell you what, you're going to have more business. You know what to do with. You know, one day we'll look back and, you know, he'll probably be buying the PGA Tour now with this kind of business venture. But I look at it and I can tell you what a great idea that is. You know how many times you want to have a party? Hey, let's bring a DJ. Hey, let's just bring the golf simulator. We'll have more fun with that.
Yes, and he'll have 100 of these simulators by the time he's done, and they'll all be wearing Saudi headdresses.
that's not happening. But I would tell you one thing: you're buying. We get you off the ground. You're buying advertising.
Florida,
because it will benefit you.
Hey, and you're buying us a drink too. I'll tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
You're gonna buy us a
what are they called?
Bye bye birdie.
Yeah,
the bye bye birdie
cocktail.
Yeah.
And Rager, you got to step up.
You know, just about hearing that, Tom, about the headdresses. You know, the world famous wrestler passed away this week. The Iron Sheik. The Iron Streak, right?
Yes. Wow.
So guess what happens? I guess we won't be able to nickname this new venture that, but I could tell you that when I looked at the website here and I see where you can come and do things, how far will you go? How far are you going to be able to? Are you based in the Tampa Bay area, or you know, where are you based, and how far can you take your show on the road?
Yeah, so we're in the greater Tampa area, so within a 30-mile radius of the Tampa area.
Don't listen to him, John. Yeah. We'll go anywhere.
Because it's
cost effective. If somebody wants to fly him to a major convention in Chicago, believe me, we'll go.
You're gonna write.
I gotta help this kid.
You're gonna write the check.
30-mile area.
You're gonna write the check. You're going.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, I will go anywhere.
The entire state of Florida and outside of it. So when we bring your business, you're going.
All right, I'll take it. Yeah,
I'll carry the bags if it's a great event.
John, you hear guys say 30-mile radius? You're going, that ain't a hustle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I will go anywhere. Yeah, I changed my answer.
Response.
Take that off the record.
Guy's a pro.
Yeah,
I assure you. And John Rager and
you got to expand your horizons, because I know in the golf business did a lot of consulting, so I've made my money with the briefcase living 50 miles away from everything. So I think that you might want to add about 300-mile radius out there because you're going to knock them silly.
Just ask Patty, how far will you go for a great party if they're going to write a check?
As far as I need to. Timbuktu? I mean...
But you're not going to Saudi. You're not going to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Not dressed like that.
Not dressed like you are today.
I don't think I'd be super popular in this dress.
Well, yeah. You'd be popular, but you wouldn't be around very long. You'd be extremely popular.
Supported.
Yeah, I can assure you of that. So, great concept, young man.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. So, how many cocktails did you have when you guys were kicking this around? That's typically how the great concepts come up.
Yeah, I think we were on hole number 3 and about 5 cocktails deep, a couple transfusions. Yeah.
What track were you on? You got to remember these when you're sitting on some business interview show. Yeah, we were at Mangrove Bay.
Yeah, we're at Mangrove, that par 3, hole number 3, where it tends to get backed up a little bit. So, your thoughts tend to drive.
I got
to
deal for it. I got a deal for you. You take the 30-mile radius.
Yeah. We'll take the rest.
Give me the rest of the territory of the world. I'm in.
That's a puzzle. My partner is listening. It's like shaking his head. Like 30-mile radius. Come on, man. I trusted you.
Yeah, to get on the air.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a hustle with a small age.
Right.
Well, I had a little bio on you. Where'd you grow up at? How'd you get down here to the Sunshine State, just like we all did?
Yeah. So grew up in New Hampshire. That's where me and my partner grew up. A town called Stratham, New Hampshire.
That's how you got to meet Fred Forsley?
Yep. My dad went to high school with Fred Forsley.
Oh, there you go. 30 miles covers the whole state.
Yeah, exactly. And then went to school in Boston, school called Emmanuel College, right down the street from Fenway Park. And then...
Oh, you're a Red Sox fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
all New England sports. I got to mute that mic. I forgot that when we had lunch. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing with Fred. I love you guys, but let's not talk about Red Sox. You don't want to talk about the Red Sox right now.
Yeah, not right now. No, neither with the Patriots, especially not the Bruins. I mean, it wasn't our year, but you know, we had a good run. 20 years of dynasty.
You were
Bruins had a good year.
Yeah.
Can you say choke?
Yeah, of course.
I know I can say choke. I love it. Boston Celtics. Choke.
Yeah.
But those Denver Nuggets are going to be hoisting the trophy on Monday night.
Yeah.
Tom Gribben.
Yeah, I know that. Let's get back to his bio.
I know.
And then lived in New York for about five years and then went back to New Hampshire when COVID happened because my apartment was the size of this table and I couldn't work from home at that moment. And then I had some buddies who lived down here and, you know, they're living life as normal or relatively normal. And they said, move down here. So shot down here and just bought a house, been here ever since for about almost 2 years.
I can tell you got paint on your arms. What are you fixing up your house?
Yeah. Painting the whole inside of the house. My buddy.
That's usually my MO.
Yeah. My buddy's at the house right now. I had to drop him off and I'm paying him from back home to do the floors. So he's listening right now doing the floors of the house. So, but
hey, let's go ahead and let's get that website back out there so people can come find you and learn more about it. Maybe get some bookings right away.
Right. Yeah.
Pretty soon it'll be a 16,000 square foot house.
Yeah. So golf-2-U.com. And then we have a booking schedule on there and all that stuff. So.
Well, we'll be sure to promote you. I'll write the contract up and you pay when you start getting your first contracts.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be talking about you a lot on the T Florida.
Yeah. I know last time we talked about the, I used to work growing up at golf club in New England and then the USGA Junior Amateur Tournament with Scott, when Scottish.
Oh, yeah. Tell the story. This is a great story, John Rager. Listen to this story, Tom, on Steve, on Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. So growing up, I lived around the corner. So there's a course in Stratham, New Hampshire. It's like this hidden gem called Golf Club in New England. It's a really prestigious course, private membership. And I ended up working the grounds crew there. And I worked there my junior year of college. So this is, you know, 2013, 2014. And that year, my first year joining, they hosted the USGA Junior Amateur Tournament. So I was the new guy there, you know, just trying not to mess up, just barely knowing names, all that stuff. And the USGA comes in and, you know, everyone's buttoned up. We have to cut the grass certain ways, all this stuff. And, you know, it got to a point where the USGA members, we'd be mowing. I would just do greens and tees, just mowing those. And, you know, these USGA officials like follow you line by line, making sure they're straight, even, all that stuff. You're doing the right cuts. And the grounds crew guys, you know, just kind of make things a little bit lighter. They're like, hey, we're taking bets. You know, we're working, you know, from, you know, 3 a.m. to 4 p.m, right? So they're like, hey, let's take some bets. Let's make things a little bit more fun. So they put all the list of names on the board. And at this point in my life, I wasn't into golf. So they asked me, like, hey, do you want to put a name on the board? I said, I don't really know much about golf this rate. And they're like, oh, it doesn't matter. Just $20 a head up to 5 heads. So I was like, all right, well, let me just text my uncle, because my uncle's a scratch golfer out of Dallas, Texas. So I text him. I go, hey, do you know anyone in this junior amateur tournament? He goes, yeah, it's a really good kid named Scotty Scheffler. He's going to be pretty good. I'm like, all right. So I go back to the head grounds crew guy, and he's like, all right, how many players you want or whatever? I was like, I'll just put all $100 on this kid named Scotty Scheffler.
And all in.
Yeah, all in on this kid, Scotty Scheffler. And again, I've only been there for 2 weeks. So like, okay, all right. So
you don't know a damn thing.
Yeah, I don't know a damn thing, and they don't know a damn thing about me. No one knows a damn thing about who Scotty Scheffler is. So as the weekend progresses each day, you know, they have the bracket on the whiteboard with all of our responsibilities, and he's Scotty Scheffler's name moving up the bracket every day. And each day they're moving the names up. Everyone's looking at me in the corner like, you know, I don't know if I can cuss, but, you know, who the heck is this guy? Who the heck is Scotty Scheffler? And who the heck is Jake Pickett? So it gets to Sunday, and it's like Scotty Scheffler is, you know, like top 10, and everyone else's players have like gone off the board, or there's like one other guy left, and I'm on one of the greens, and I'm with this USGA official, because, you know, he's making sure I'm mowing the greens right. And my boss rolls up, comes screaming up. It was like the eighth tee or the eighth green. I'm like, uh-oh, I messed something up, you know? And he's like, Jake, get over here. I'm like, hey, what's going on, Jim? He's like, he goes, who the hell is Scotty Scheffler? I was like, he just plays with my uncle. He says he's really good. He goes, are you hustling me? It was the common theme here. But, you know, he's like, who the hell is Scotty Scheffler? So fast forward, you know, Scotty Scheffler wins the Masters last year, or year previous to the most recent one.
Number one golfer in the world.
Yeah, number one golfer in the world, winning all these tournaments, placing top five, whatever. And I just laughed at myself every time I see him play, because I'm like, this, my old grounds crew boss just sitting in his chair like, god damn, Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah,
great story, young man.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, that tell you what, I'm looking forward to our relationship, Jake Pickett. Golf to you, it's a home run. You already got Tom. I feel like, you know, we're on what's that show where they invest in you?
Yeah, Shark Tank.
Yeah, I feel like we're in Shark Tank, and you just got the main man. And John Rager has had many launches up in Crescent Beach, so yeah. You're good to go, bro.
Golf to you worldwide, all right? Not 30 miles, worldwide, all 50 states. Yeah, there you go.
Now you're thinking outside the box.
Now you're getting into my area.
Yeah.
So what else we got on the agenda today as we wind down? We got about 7 minutes, my friend.
Well, if you take a look at next week's U.S. Open at the Los Angeles Country Club, I think you'll start seeing a lot of press immediately after the final round of the Canadian Open this Sunday. So starting Monday, you're going to have the world of golf flooded with news about what that's about. And just as a reminder to our listeners out there, every major championship, you usually have a fantasy golf contest with Wild Bill, Yank and Crank, you know, our sponsor with the extreme fine fishing passion. You know, he and I always get into it on the fantasy golf, trying to pick our top four players. I know Scotty Scheffler was certainly being one of those top four picks, but along with John Rahm and a few others who were hot golfers this year on the professional tours. So with that in mind, I know that coming up, the topic of conversation will be the U.S. Open. There is an app you can download on Apple or Google, and you can play some fantasy golf and follow along, and you can even watch the U.S. Open on the app. So with that, I'll make it one of our John Rager reports on Monday to get everybody primed and ready for the U.S. Open championship.
Well, Tom Gribben, who do you like to win the U.S. Open?
You know, I haven't have to look through the field. We'll give you till Monday. Okay.
We'll give you till Monday, right. And then you, myself, Carrie, and we'll even throw some young blood into it. We'll have you pick, and we'll post it up there.
Yeah, I'm going to go with his pick.
And we're gonna have Patty, because the beauty of having Patty, she'll probably win. She won't even know who the hell she's picking.
I'm definitely going to be using Jake's method.
You're going to pick the guy with the nicest hat.
Yeah.
You're going to win.
The guy that looks the best.
We both know that I pick horses for horse races just by the name. So, yeah, 100%.
Well, today is the Belmont Stakes, so maybe we'll have to get you there. Okay. We're going to talk to a handicapper in our next show.
Yeah, so we'll get that set up, John. We'll do. We'll have a little fun, kind of like we did with the Miami and the two Miami teams playing. Of course, the Florida in the and of course the Heat last night going down 3-1. So we'll do the same kind of format. In the house.
Hey, I was thinking of a quick U.S. Open story. He was talking about golf's longest day earlier in the broadcast, and Lucas Glover won the U.S. Open in 2009. And he said it's the worst major to win because you don't get to come back all your life. You can for the Masters, the Open Championship, and the PGA. They'll invite you back as a previous winner to play, and up till about age 60 or 65, depending if you're still active or not, or if you want to do it. So he missed qualifying in a 4-hole playoff on Monday on golf's longest day. He missed a little 2-foot putt for par, and he was out. And so he says that this is the worst Open to win, the worst major championship win is winning the U.S. Open.
That's what makes it special, though, but my heart breaks for him.
Same thing happened. Sergio Gurlio Garcia, he was whining about it again. He's just the biggest whiner on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not a 30-mile radius. On the planet. Not a fan. He and Colin Ball and Montgomery. You got that Limey crying, and you got the Spaniard crying and whining and always complaining, those two guys. Anyway, there's my politically incorrect statement for this 1 hour.
Any other countries you want to bash?
I'm not bashing the country. It's just the two clowns that are whiners. I don't like whiners.
John, we're going to need some duct tape here.
Yeah, we're going to need so Mike's going off on a tangent again. But just so you know, Mike, Sergio Garcia did qualify for the Open Championship.
Yes.
He went to, golf's longest day. He whined his way right on in.
Oh, good for him.
I kind of like Sergio anyway, so.
Well, he's mature, and he's almost 50 now. It's about time. We've been listening to him for 30 years. Anyway, we only got about a minute left. John, quickly, you want to wind things down?
Yeah, just remind everybody to go on the tfloridagolf.com, to sign up for a Monday night golf league. It's up on the web right now, registration and pay button for $99, 6 weeks, 6 teams, 24 players. We're going to have a good time on both the upper and lower level of the simulators at Berg's 19th Hole Clubhouse. So sign up at onthetfloridagolf.com.
Ferg, Sports Bar and Grill, this is Mike Rickard for John Rager, Tom Gribben, Patty Suzette, Jake Pickett, Joe Bedreau, and Big Ed on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. God bless you. God bless America. Remember, keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.